From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff. This month's Versed in Florida poet is 23-year-old Fort Myers, Florida native Shannon Riley. She has a Bachelor of Arts in English with a minor in Creative Writing and Theater from Florida Gulf Coast University. She's now earning her master's degree in English from FGCU while working as a creative writing and drama teacher at Gateway Charter High School. She's an aspiring actress on the side. She tells me she started writing poetry when she was 8 years old.
I actually remember reading one of the first poems that I wrote was picked to be published. And I remember reading it in front of a very large crowd. And I knew it was poetry because that's what had been assigned.
What made you decide to become a poet and study that in college?
Well, to be honest, it came naturally. It was the only thing I genuinely enjoyed. I looked forward to that subject throughout any school day. It was something that I did in my free time. It wasn't something that I only did when it was assigned. So I think that's probably why.
And coming here to Florida Gulf Coast University, how many poems do you think you wrote for class?
Quite a few. The ones that got submitted, I would say probably 8, 9 were edited and submitted, but a lot of copies and editing and a few different ones before that number was reached.
When you say submitted for publication?
Well, for class and for publication as well, yeah.
What kinds of things were they published in?
The most recent one is in the Mangrove Review for fall, so I'm really excited. The first one is called Fragments of My Mind. A few written lines won't buy you a cup of coffee, he said not with disdain, but from his own experience. The happiest, saddest man you will ever know. Only two spectrums perpetuated life. It didn't make sense to him not to rhyme, a profound statement wrapped in matching words. That's what made it an art to him. Not the metaphors or line breaks, the cliches were the classics. There is enough sadness in the world already, he said not with disdain, but from his own observation. Why would one write to perpetuate more sadness in this life? A few written lines won't change the world, he said not with disdain, but from his own experience. He did not want her to suffer, he did not want her like himself, admirable and selfish intertwined. It didn't make sense to him. Her tea has two lumps of sugar, the happiest, saddest woman you will ever know. She has a book of poems that has made its home on a dusty shelf. It has rested in the shaky palms of many. It has been violated by uncertain eyes. Perverse poems dance on the pages. She wrote fragments of her mind. Jotted down on napkins and scratched paper, personal thoughts intertwined with absurd feelings. She has not changed the world, drenched in suffering, soaked in blessings. She did not intend to prove him right or wrong. It didn't make sense to her.
Who are they?
That's a great question. This would be actually my father, and it's me. This is what this poem particularly is about. Who has numerous poems himself. He's a fantastic poet. And I started writing when I was very young, and I wouldn't stop. And they have a certain theme to all of them. And, yeah, it just didn't make sense to not write ever.
I think that'll touch a lot of people, the happiest, saddest man slash woman.
We're very, very similar, absolutely. And I think that if you enjoy writing or acting or whatever it is, then that's what you should do.
And you do.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Poet Shannon Riley is getting her master's at FGCU. She teaches at Gateway Charter High School.